possible. Of course, our weather app will keep you on top of the storms with radar, future radar, and any push notifications for watches and warnings. Tonight's low down to about 62. Tomorrow's high up to about 79, with more scattered showers and thunderstorms around on Tuesday. It'll be quiet on Wednesday with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 84. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Charges have been filed after the death of an infant at an unlicensed daycare center in Elmore County. 50-year-old Tracy Goldman and 20-year-old Addison Morgan have been indicted on manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges. Elmore County Sheriff Bill Franklin says a two-month-old died at their daycare center in October of 2018. Montgomery police are investigating a weekend shooting. They say a man was shot in the leg Sunday afternoon in the 4600 block of Virginia Loop Road. So far, no arrests have been made. And state troopers are investigating a deadly crash in Butler County on New Searcy Road near I-65. State troopers say the victim is 37-year-old Thoris Tyson. They say the car he was driving left the road and hit a tree Sunday afternoon. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
One of the oldest, largest, and most popular arts and crafts fairs in the South, April 13th and 14th, the 48th Annual Calico Fort. Lots of handmade items, folk art, weavers, and many other arts and crafts exhibits. 2 days of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. Plenty of great food like old-fashioned hand-pulled barbecue and homemade ice cream. Special events just for the kids. Calico Fort, April 13th and 14th in Fort Deposit, Alabama. Take I-65 and follow the signs.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Played this the other day and I liked it so much.
Gets me every time.
I wanted to hear it again.
Gets me every time. I love it. That intro is just bananas.
The whole song.
This whole album.
All right. 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a, I guess it's still a beautiful Monday. I keep looking at, I need to just look out the window. I keep looking at the radar, seeing if the rain's gone yet. I think it is, temporarily. But not in our entire river region. It's still raining up in Prattville and Autauga County. And boy, there's a big old glob of rain coming in on us, though, guys. I hate to be the one to break it to you. Our number, 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. Got new ethics laws coming. We can get to that in a minute. There's a great piece in the Washington Post today on the Southern Poverty Law Center's troubles. I think I mentioned this late last week, but there's now an official news story up on the former state auditor candidate, Elliot Lipinski. being arrested on three felony charges.
Yeah, we mentioned it because it broke like on Friday morning, right when we were here.
Yeah, we were on the air. Now, I told you guys during the last election this was happening. I had to go back and think about it. I had Stan Cook in to the studio to talk about it. And Stan Cook wouldn't say who it was, so when he left, I told everybody who it was. And I like Elliot Lipinski. I don't dislike him at all. I mean, he did a dumb thing.
Yeah.
I don't think he should.
He's a nice guy.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy. Just, I mean, great guys do dumb things sometimes.
That's true. It's not a Manichaean world.
That's weird, though, because he successfully looked up information on two people. Stan Cook, one of his opponents. He tried to look up information on another person, Jim Ziegler, the current state auditor. But he also looked up something on a third person, Kenesha Adams, a former deputy district attorney for Wilcox County. I guess he just had it in for that woman. He just didn't like her.
Well, that's what he did.
Well, I know, but I mean.
So I guess it's sort of like a workplace spat?
That's what it sounds like. Like her desk had moved over into his side of the office or something?
Yeah.
These are serious things, though. Two of the charges are Class B felonies. One's a Class C felony. That's 2 to 20.
Jeez.
They'll get this. He'll get probation.
And probably should.
You know. He should.
But unfortunately, probably lose his job.
And his law license. But he should never, ever, ever, ever spend one day behind bars. He did something stupid. He shouldn't have done it. I guarantee you, if he was ever given the opportunity, he would never do it again.
Right.
And he, you know, I mean, there should be punishment when you do stupid stuff. But, you know, should die over it. All right, 8 minutes after 11 o'clock. Randall.
Yeah, I can tell you it's coming down up here.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I saw where your neck of the woods is getting crushed right now.
It was pretty hard. Going back, I hate to go back to Tommy Tuberville, but, I mean, I thought you were still going to be on it. But
you go back.
You know, a couple years ago you had him in. I couldn't remember. What was the reason we didn't want him? Because he hadn't been back in Alabama long enough. I mean, he had a house on a lake. Why we didn't want him in last time?
I don't think it's that we didn't want him in. He had voted in an election up in Indiana.
Oh, okay.
And that would have caused him some heartache.
Yep.
That's what it was. I knew something, man. But he talked. You know, it's a well-spoken man. I guess because he's been on TV all his life. I mean, I can't have a better representative. I don't believe in that man. So I hope everything's well.
Are you a big bug? I thought you were an Alabama fan.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I am a state of Alabama fan. You know what I mean? The whole state.
Do you think Alabama fans could forgive him enough to vote for him in a primary? I know they couldn't in general, but could they in a primary?
Could they give him?
They better.
Say that again.
Could Alabama fans forgive him enough to vote for him in a primary?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think it's been long enough.
I mean,
not for this race, but I mean, I've seen the polling.
Yeah. No, he does.
It's pretty good.
It can't nobody. I don't think nobody can touch him. I'm glad. Like you saying, you got everybody perking up. I mean, that just brings more money to the state, no matter how you look
at it.
I'll
be honest. If I'm in Bradley Byrne and I'm in a safe congressional seat, I get the hell out of the Senate race and go back to Congress.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. He ain't got a chance.
Bradley Byrne could stay in Congress another 20 years. But I don't think he can beat Tommy Tuberville. And I don't know that he can beat all the other. I think the winner isn't in yet.
I'm glad he ain't. Maybe I know he ain't voting no more elections. So thank God that's out of the way. So come on home, baby. We ready. We need something, man. I mean, it's all right there. And it's like we spinning. You know what I mean? Instead of moving forward, we still trying to grab stuff from the back. I don't want to go in all these bills, but we messing with vape, and I know it's a dangerous thing, but is that the top of the list right now? I mean, good God. I love you.
Appreciate it. 272-9228, 10 minutes after 11. Who's this?
This is Georgia.
Hey, Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, you know, you're talking about forgiving people. Well, do you think that the lady who had a party in 1963 and her Johnny left the party with her best friend Julie, she forgave Johnny?
Hold on.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Hold on. Dave.
Do you remember that song?
No, it's got to be a song, right?
Hold on.
It's my
party.
Oh,
Junior's Sure to Cry.
I couldn't put the foot together.
Yeah. And Johnny left with
Julie.
Her best, with her friend, Julie. Yeah, with Julie. And then guess what? She came back and said it was Julie's turn to cry because Johnny came back to her. Yeah. She forgave Johnny.
Well, she had something she wanted.
I would never have forgiven Johnny. If he's going to go out on her once, he'll do it again.
I don't know about all that.
Most of the time.
Some people make mistakes.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, I was.
You've never made a mistake?
Oh, yeah, I have.
What are some of your mistakes?
I don't want to
just give me
it.
One. Give me one mistake you made and never made again. There's got to be one.
When I was 18, I drank.
Did you ever do it again?
At a party. Nope. Never again. Never have had.
Well, you know what some people say. Once they drink once, they'll drink again.
Yeah,
but you proved that's wrong. See, what it is, I think here's the deal. People have particular sins or particular issues that bother them more than others. And so they make those the ones they focus on. And those are the ones people can't get over. Those are the, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Whereas,
well,
we all know that people may, I mean, Elliot Lipinski made a mistake. And
right.
You know, I don't think he would ever do that again.
What did he do?
He got in the state's crime computer system and was looking up political opponents.
Oh.
That's an improper use of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's not so serious, I don't think.
No. No, he shouldn't go to prison, but he, you know, just slap him real hard on the wrist, fine him or whatever.
But. Right, right. Well, I just thought you might find that funny, but I guess it wasn't too funny.
Hey, I appreciate it. That was a great story. Georgia, you've become a good caller. You used to not like me, but you've come around.
Hey.
See, I've forgiven you. You made a mistake.
Yes, it did.
You didn't like me? Now you do?
Oh, I always liked you.
Oh, Georgia. My heart just got so full and brimming with warmth.
I've always liked you. Aww. I've never disliked you.
Are we friends on Facebook, Georgia?
Are we? I don't think so.
I'm asking.
But you would be... Some of my stuff's pretty tough.
I would be what?
Some of my stuff I put on Facebook's pretty tough.
It's okay. Find me and be my friend.
Okay.
All
I
right.
will.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Our number 27292. I like tough friends. I never played this commercial. I'm going to play it. It's one of the greatest commercials ever recorded in the history of Alabama. This was a description of Bradley Byrne that was released, probably a month before the primary?
Mm-hmm.
And Bradley never caught his footing again. It had him on his heels for the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Byrne was a Democrat.
Now he's a Republican.
On the school board, Byrne supported teaching evolution, said evolution best explains the origin of life, even recently said the Bible is only partially proof.
Candidate Byrne changed his tune.
Legislator Byrne voted to raise property taxes, income taxes, the sales tax, and even tax health insurance premiums.
Byrne claims he won't do it again.
Bradley Burn, another liberal blowing in the wind.
Trying to look conservative.
I love that spot. I hope they run it again.
You're going to see a lot more of that.
Because you know what? Everything in there is true. Everything in that ad is true. That's why it was effective.
Right.
And everything
and so hard to refute, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What he put out an ad that basically said, all I read is the Bible.
I read the Bible every morning, but then there was one day that I forgot. So I called my wife and I turned around and we read the Bible together.
She read it to me over the phone.
Yeah, it was just very...
She loved the Bible.
Yeah, it was very obviously, if you're explaining, you're losing.
Yeah, oh yeah, and he was explaining and losing.
Mm-hmm. And guess what they're gonna throw in there a little bit, in with these attacks.
What?
What did he say around October 1st of 2016?
October 1st of Trump. You think that'll hurt him? You think it'll hurt him?
Wait, what? How popular is Trump with the base in Alabama?
He and Jesus are tied.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that might be a little bit of a problem. And here's the thing: he's going to say, "Well, I've supported him X number of times, blah 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 blah." But once you put that on, you know, and people don't already know the guy, and once you put that on TV and in digital ads and all that, it'll have an effect. And I don't think that like the race here for Roby's seat. I don't think the president is going to tweet out that he's okay. I mean, he might, and that would really help Bradley, but basically he's going to need Trump's endorsement.
You know the difference between the two?
He's going to need Trump's endorsement.
Trump came out to protect an incumbent.
Yeah.
Bradley Byrne is not an incumbent senator.
I know.
And not only that, Trump knew Bradley Byrne was running, and his team still tried to get Matt Gaetz into the race.
Yeah.
So Trump is not coming to the rescue.
I know. That's what I'm saying, though.
Because, honestly, if Bradley Byrne... Bradley Byrne absolutely one day could be the guy to oppose a guy like Trump. Mm-hmm. Maybe not Trump, but you don't run for Senate just for 2 years.
Right.
There'll be other Republican presidents down the line. If he wins, he'll be there 30 years, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be another Republican president, and he could oppose him.
Mm-hmm.
He could be a John McCain type, Lindsey Graham type.
Mm-hmm.
Old Lindsey, bad Lindsey. Not new Lindsey, good Lindsey.
Yeah.
I don't know. That all scares me. Georgia, hurry up. I'm on Facebook waiting for the red dot to pop up. The red dots keep popping up because people are doing other stuff. And I keep, and then it's not her. I want to see your red dot, Georgia. Our number 272-9228. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I don't know what the special is this week. But I know this. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Because that's what I do. It's a tradition. I eat the Midtown Pizza Kitchen special every week. It doesn't matter what it is. At some point, I go by there. Even if I just get it to go. At some point, I go by there and pick it up. Oh, man, they still got the picture from last week's up. That is bananas.
It was so good.
But I go by there at some point every time, and I pick it up. And I just get the special, whatever, you know. I don't even look at the board anymore. Whatever it is, I'll take it. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery. Award-winning pizza pies. Folded pies. They got so much going on. Get by there when you get a chance, and check them out on Wednesday. That's Wind Down Wednesday. They got great weekend specials. The Sunday special, half-price beer and kids eat free. Come on. It's a gym. It's a true treat to have a Midtown Pizza Kitchen around. We'll be back.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
You can beat your toughest opponent, but one thing you should never try to beat is a train. Don't risk your life. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Guess who's back open tomorrow? Krupp Booth Heirloom Jewelers. Went on a mini buying spree Saturday over the weekend. And, man, I'm telling you what. Without a doubt, the highest quality jewelry around. He is a GIA certified gemological genius. You know you're dealing with excellence when somebody has that representation behind him. And he can buy, he can sell. He's got everything. It's like the best jewelry store in America, probably. I don't know. Check out their Facebook page. People buy from all over the country from him. People drive. A couple drove down recently from Virginia to try on some engagement rings because he has the best collection of antique heirloom quality engagement rings anywhere. That's the kind of quality you get at Heirloom Jewelers. It's not something you can understand until you just walk in and see it. And when you do, you'll know you're there. Talk to Troop. When you deal with Heirloom Jewelers, you're dealing directly with Troop Booth. There's no managers. There's no salespeople. You're dealing with him. He's the one there. And he's a great guy. And if you can talk him into selling me the pirate ship piggy bank that he has on his shelf back there. I've tried to buy it. I keep raising my price. I've even thrown a couple of really stupid numbers at him, mm-hmm. thinking one day he'll come off of it. And he just said, Baron, it's not for sale.
Man, not for sale means not for sale.
And one of a kind means one of a kind. I'll never be able to get it because it's there, and it's not in my house. And I'm really frustrated about that. But that's Troop, man. That's what he is. He's a quality. He understands quality. He loves it. I'm kidding. I'm not really mad at Troop about it. I hate him.
Livid!
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm furious.
He's absolutely stamping his feet over here and clenching his teeth.
That's just because it's about to start raining. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. The Alabama House found something that wasn't regulated.
And decided to regulate.
And decided to spring into action. They are going to make certain flavors of vape illegal. They've decided to pass one of the most restrictive vaping regulation bills in the country. House Bill 41. Representative Shane Stringer. I don't know the guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I really don't know him.
I have no idea who he is.
Do you know what the vote was in the House?
No.
101 people voted. You know how many voted against this bill?
None.
Zero.
Wow.
That is your Republican Party.
And what are they, doing?
They're regulating...
Yeah, I know, but what flavors are they regulating?
Oh, it doesn't say, but they're just, I mean, like any flavor that could appeal to children. So probably like cherry and banana split.
Watermelon.
The blueberry cream pie is probably gone.
That's weird.
I mean, I'm not a big vapor. I've hit them before. But since I got off nicotine, there's really no reason to hit them.
Yeah. Also, the ones that are like, you know, when you're carrying around like something that looks like a child's, like the recorder that they play in fourth grade.
Yeah.
You have this like box attached to it and all that.
Yeah.
It's impossible to look cool. It's just impossible.
Yeah.
You can't be cool and hit that thing.
I can't stand the, like when I go next to somebody's car at a stoplight and all of a sudden it's sitting there and then it fills up in a cloud. Here's the thing that bothers me about it. When I did vape a little here and there, I went into one of these shops because we had one advertising for it.
Yeah.
I went in there and I was doing some live spots for them. And
yeah.
There's the great guys in there. They knew their stuff. And I asked him about blowing these big clouds and all this. And he said, look, man, that's just an additive we put in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can vape and get the same effect without the cloud.
Right.
I said, really? He said, yeah.
It makes sense.
Be a little cheaper because, you know, that cloud doesn't have the nicotine in it. See, it's just an additive. So there were two types of syrup, whatever it is, two types of oil.
Syrup.
Yeah. I'll still hit a vape every now and then, but it doesn't have nicotine in it. You know, so don't bring that weak vape game. But anyway, yeah, 101-0. That's your Republican.
Interesting.
Bill passed the House 101. I would imagine the Senate's going to pass it too. But I just love it that our conservative, anti-regulation, pro-business Republicans are going to put all these vape shots out of business. Because you know what's going to happen? People are just going to buy it online. Mm-hmm. They'll go to Amazon and buy it. And it's going to get shipped in here instead of going to local business guy in a strip mall.
Right.
And that local business guy has got like 7 employees. He's got inventory. He's got a family. He pays rent. So think of all those vape shops. There's probably 25 or 30 in Montgomery. They'll all go out of business.
There's a lot.
There are like 20 of the 25 will go out of business.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to be buying it online. And so now you have 20 storefronts that are empty. You got, let's say each place has just 5 employees. That's 100
people?
Employees out of business.
Yeah, that's dumb.
It's a dumb bill.
Well, like you said, they saw that something wasn't regulated and moved in swiftly to regulate. Which is kind of anti, you know.
You would think.
Everything they're supposed to stand for?
You would think it's anti-Republican. You would think it's anti-Republican. Washington Post opinion piece today. Headline, Southern Poverty Law Center's troubles demand federal investigation. Again, Washington Post. There's something strange afoot at the Southern Poverty Law Center, one of the nation's richest civil and human rights charities. I'll give a disclaimer. I do have a client suing them right now. In March, the center abruptly fired legendary co-founder Morris Dees. His biography was quickly scrubbed from the center's website, and the SPLC announced this week that Karen Baines Dunning would serve as the interim president and CEO, giving the civil rights organization its first black female leader.
Okay. Why does it demand a federal investigation?
The question isn't what went wrong at the SPLC. This is according to the opinion piece I'm reading for here. It's why it took so long for the rest of the country to learn what local reporters already knew. It will probably take a federal investigation to fully unravel this Deep South mystery and provide a credible long-term fix. More than two decades ago, I was managing editor of the Montgomery Advertiser, which was located one block from the SPLC in downtown Montgomery. I proposed an investigation into the organization after ongoing complaints from former SPLC staffers who came and went with regularity but always seemed to tell the same story. Only the names and faces changed. The SPLC, they said, was not what it appeared to be. Many urged the newspaper to take a look.
Huh.
We were at the time anything but adversaries with the center. Like other media outlets, we generally parroted SPLC news releases. We also became friends with staffers, occasionally attending the center's parties. See how this works with the media and the SPLC?
Mm-hmm.
Some of my reporters dated staffers at the center.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship, however, suddenly soured when reporters Dan Morris and Greg Jaffe, both of whom now work for the Washington Post, began making serious inquiries about the SPLC's finances and treatment of black employees. SPLC leaders threatened legal actions on several occasions and at one point openly attacked the newspaper's investigation in a mass mailing to Montgomery lawyers and judges. Then they slammed the door. Accommodating your charade of objectivity simply takes too much of our time. Co-founder Joseph Levin wrote to the Advertiser in 93. Our patience in this matter is exhausted and we will not respond to further inquiries of any sort. In February of 94, after 3 years of research, the Advertiser published an 8-part series titled Rising Fortune, Morris Dees and the Southern Poverty Law Center. That found a litany of problems and questionable practices at the SPLC, including a deeply troubled history with its relatively few black employees, some of whom reported hearing the use of racial slurs by the organization's staff, and others who likened the center to a plantation, misleading donors with aggressive direct mail tactics, exaggerating its accomplishments, spending most of its money not on programs but on raising more money, and paying its top staffers lavish salaries. And it goes on.
I have noticed that a lot of people were like, you know, they're big mad about that money. Like, oh man, they just make so much money. I mean, just saying.
I mean, they do make a lot of money.
Yeah, but that's not a crime.
No, it's not a crime, but a nonprofit is exempt from taxes.
I know.
If you make a lot of money, you pay taxes on it.
It's true.
If I make a lot of money, I pay taxes. A lot of taxes. Up to half.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes more.
Mm-hmm.
When the Southern Poverty Law Center makes a lot of money, they don't pay taxes.
Right.
They just use that tax-free money to do their stuff. And if their stuff is good, then the federal government's subsidizing good. But if their stuff is bad, the federal government is subsidizing bad. Because when you don't pay taxes, the government is subsidizing you.
True.
Who is this?
This is Biloxi Gambler. I want to talk about vape. Go ahead.
You're on the air.
All right, yeah. Well, won't there be a lawsuit over that? That'd be the same as the state passing a law saying you can't sell menthol cigarettes.
The federal government's about to pass a law that says you can't sell menthol cigarettes. The FDA is about to outlaw menthol cigarettes, by the way.
I need that sweet, sweet fiberglass.
They keep saying they're going to, and eventually they will.
Okay. Well, forget menthol. What about
cherry-chewing tobacco?
Cigarette.
Yeah,
right. Well, cinnamon or whatever those other. I don't smoke anymore. I haven't smoked in 8 years.
Or cherry tobacco. You know, cherry.
That's right. Okay, we'll go with cherry flavor.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be different?
Baron, as the only lawyer here.
Because they're not saying they can't sell vape juice. They're saying that you can't sell certain flavors.
Right.
That's stupid.
That appeal to children.
Because now they sell, they won't sell to anybody below 19 years old. Now, I can understand why you might. Now, is cigarettes 19 in Alabama? Why don't a better bill just make it be 21 in Alabama across the board? Because I wish I'd never started smoking, but I tell you, I started vaping 8 years ago. Now, I don't make clouds, but I smoke them in non-smoking hotel rooms. I travel a good bit. I smoke them in business meetings and that kind of stuff. Nobody even notices that I'm smoking. Because
you don't have the stuff in there that blows the clouds.
No, I don't blow clouds.
That's the glycol or whatever it is in there.
I have no idea. But I do buy blueberry. I like blueberry. And then when people are in a car with me, when we're traveling, which I travel a good bit, and they go, what is that? That smells good. And I go, it's blueberry. I like blueberry. But if they make it where I got to smoke it or vape it where it tastes like a cigarette, I might go back to smoking cigarettes.
Well, I'm getting a note here from someone who would know, saying they're just not going to be able to advertise the flavors.
Oh. It's in the regulating speech.
Well, I don't care if they don't have it.
Yeah, but still. I mean,
it's a stupid rule, and Republicans shouldn't do it.
Right. That's my point.
If they were slapped every time we saw an elected official that's a criminal for the crap they did with the gas tax, doing a special election and then not letting the public even talk about it by setting it on a Friday for a Monday with a 24-hour notice to have to be there,
yeah.
These idiots... And then they would start listening to the people rather than, because they're taking the money to dredge Mobile Bay so they could ship the timber out to China that owns hundreds of thousands of acres of land in Alabama, and they pay less property taxes than people do on a quarter acre lot. It's ridiculous. We're stealing from the people.
You know how long I've avoided saying that, and he just said it? I mean, like he didn't care?
Alabama is just a big mill town. We tax your food. We tax your clothes. We tax your gas. We tax everything, and then we turn around and we give your tax money to Polaris and Remington and Hyundai and free land, and they don't have to pay tax, and then we even pay money for them to come here and turn around and tax the people that work here. This is stupid. These people are criminals, and I can't wait to get out of this state. Bye.
Well,
except for the last thing, I've been hiding most of that, not saying it.
Yeah,
that's exactly why they're dredging the Mobile Bay,
right?
And you guys aren't paying tax. You guys are paying the taxes they're not paying. What Big Timber has done to this state, they have just about destroyed it. Our number 272. See, Big Timber doesn't care if you're smart or educated or not,
right?
Doesn't affect how their trees grow. It doesn't take a PhD in electrical engineering to cut down a tree. Or drive it to the pulp mill or put it on a boat. So they don't care if you're educated. They don't care if you're overtaxed. They don't even care if you live here.
Right.
Because that's just more land they can grow trees.
Right. Because they just want the land to not
be taxed. Anyone who's like pro timber is, in my opinion, anti everything else in the state. Because what they would love is an empty state with nothing in it but trees that they can cut down every 20 years.
That isn't taxed at, you know, any rate higher than...
Yeah, and they tax it all at... they tax it at...
One-tenth of one-tenth, right?
I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing. I mean, your governor has tracts of lands that are 800, 900, 1,000 acres each. And she pays like $500 in taxes on it.
Yep.
How much you pay on your house? Yeah, it's not 800 or 900,000 acres. I promise you, her land is worth more than your house. How much you pay on your house? I mean, the average listener probably pays anywhere from $600 to $1,500 a year, maybe $1,800, $2,000 a year for some of the bigger houses. I mean, what Big Timber is doing to this state.
I mean, it's all there in the Constitution, though. So, I mean,
there's nothing you can do about it.
They've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, for a lot of industries, they say, well, you know, industry doesn't want to come in here and make our people dumb. Well, no, if you're at Polaris, that's highly technical labor you need. If you're at Hyundai, that's some technical labor you need. You need people that know what the hell they're doing. If you're at some timber company, you don't care what the people know. Cut down tree, put on truck. Drive truck to boat.
Tree truck boat.
I mean, you could honestly do that without ever having gone to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And they know it. And I know it. This hour of the program brought to you in part by good friends of Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. 279-8919. You check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Find them on Facebook. Like them, share them. They love when you do that. They get a big kick out of that. Number one in the number two business. These guys don't have to dig a hole every time there's a problem. No. Even flow. Get it, Dave? Even flow.
I did get it.
You got it. Even flow. I like to make my bumper music sometimes match the live.
Topical.
Yeah. So you want an even flow throughout your whole house? Call Cole. Call Cole. When you have trouble with your bowl, hey, call on Cole.
Call we'll on be Cole.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting BlueHaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. We'll be watching the radar carefully today as the storm system moves through the area. It's going to be a breezy, warm day with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely not only today but tonight as well. Some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts possible. Of course, our weather app will keep you on top of the storms with radar, future radar, and any push notifications for watches and warnings. Tonight's low down to about 62. Tomorrow's high up to about 79 with more scattered showers and thunderstorms around on Tuesday. It'll be quiet on Wednesday with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 84. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
It's a guy who knows a little something about making life better. That is Mr. Sandman. This guy, I can't say enough good things about David Justice for a couple of reasons. One is you just feel better when you sleep better. You lose more weight. Your blood pressure's better. I mean, I'm not a doctor. And I'm not this medical science to back all this up. But, guys, sleep is hugely important to who you are.
It's a third of your life.
Yeah, and you better spend it on a mattress and a pillow that makes sense for you. Have you gotten by there and tried out that latex pillow?
I have not yet.
Oh, Dave.
I know.
Dave. Gotta get by there and try out the latex pillow.
I'm going to. Probably this week.
Now, I travel with my own pillow.
Yep.
I traveled this weekend. I packed my pillow in the bag and took it with me. That's how much I love the pillow.
Yeah, that's an underrated move, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know,
got a good pillow. Take it with you.
Yeah, but you know what I've done in the past?
Left it.
I've left it. But the way to avoid that is put like a bright pink pillowcase on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like blue pillowcase with a little kid flying a kite or something on it. Something that sticks out. Don't put anything that might be the color of a hotel room or somewhere where you're staying.
Truth.
You know? I had a great Airbnb story over the weekend. I'm going to tell. I can tell it online. On here. You ever stay in those Airbnbs?
I do. I have, yeah. We talked about the cameras
We
the other day.
I love Airbnb. It's so easy.
It is.
App, get like someone else's bedroom. If you're not going to like a big city at a huge event, get someone else's bedroom for like $30. You know, I don't need a $200 a night hotel room if I'm just going to be there from 8 p.m. to 7
right,
a.m.
Right, especially depending on what you're doing.
Yeah, if I'm just sleeping, like I'm getting there late because I got to get up early and go do something, it's no
Yeah, why not, right?
I have no idea what that has to do with Mr. Sandman. Just go shop there. He's in Millbrook. He's in Montgomery. He is the best. He's got the best deals, the best brands, the best delivery service, the best warehouses, the best everything. So get by Mr. Sandman. You're going to love him. You're going to love him. He's a tall drink of water. You'll recognize him. He's the tall guy. Not as tall as you are, but he's 6'4", probably 5". I mean, he's a big old guy. A big old guy. All right, tall. That's tall from where I sit.
And it's tall for most, you know. It's just relative when you talk to me, you know?
Yeah. I mean, from where I sit, anybody over, like, 6'2 is a giant.
Shrimps. 6'2", I mean, you might as well be 5'8".
Oh, please. 6'2", you still be a guard in the NBA.
I know, 6'2 is, like, a lot taller than the average height for a man.
6'2 is, like, 97th percentile.
Yeah, I know.
You're just in that 99.5.
Yeah, I am the 1%.
Wrong story. Here we go. Devin Nunes is announcing 8 criminal referrals to the Department of Justice this week. One referral is the conspiracy to intentionally falsify material to a FISA court in order to gain a Title I FISA warrant. Now, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to tell you something that's happening behind the scenes, because I have sources.
He knows people.
I know people, and my people know people.
He's a people person.
I love people. I'm into people. I can't get enough people. So one count, one referral, is the conspiracy to intentionally falsify material to the FISA court and to gain a Title I FISA warrant against U.S. person Carter Page, and by extension, because of the way these FISA warrant works, everyone associated with the Trump campaign. One conspiracy refers... targets the intentional manipulation of intelligence information and a conspiracy to weaponize the intelligence apparatus against a political party and presidential candidate.
Ooh.
The third conspiracy referral pertains to evidence collected that shows a small group of government officials engaged in global classified intelligence leaks to U.S. media and other people.
Hey, now.
Now, we don't know who those people are. But one organization has overlaid the 3 conspiracy referrals against other investigations and come up with some very interesting conclusions.
Do tell.
DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz, already looking into these things. You can probably reasonably conclude Attorney General William Barr is going to wait on that referral. Wait on that conclusion to see what he wants to do with Nunes and Horowitz. That way he's not running down one rabbit trail and then pausing, turning, and running down another one. But this is interesting. Here is the background I'm reading, Conservative Treehouse, if you want to follow along at home. The issues around how Crossfire Hurricane originally started, and importantly, the earlier use of intelligence assets, Joseph Mifsud, who you've heard on this program, Alexander Downer, who you've heard about on this program, Stephen Halper, who you've heard about on this program, and Charles Tawil, who you've heard about on this program. These people were used to make contact with George Papadopoulos, Mike Flynn, and Carter Page. They were covert contacts of the federal government, CIA and FBI. And they were basically on covert, either official or unofficial, government missions for the weaponized U.S. intelligence apparatus. That's where John Brennan comes in. The last referral we talked about, the one about specific leaks of classified intelligence. Sounds a little like Nunes may be submitting a classified list of a few people who may have had access to the intelligence that was leaked. That could be a guy like John Brennan. One of the possible answers, or one of the impossible to answer issues, surrounds Mueller and Rosenstein controlling the evidence via the 19 lawyers, 40 FBI agents, and a host of support staff. The investigation has sucked up the last 2 years. So nobody knows right now that Horowitz have access to all that information.
Right.
And if he didn't, it's, you know, his, what is his conclusion? Now, here's where it gets interesting. John Solomon from The Hill, who's been accurate 100% of the time reporting on this, said over the weekend that the second half of 2019 is going to be cleanup.
Ooh.
And there are going to be a lot of hammers
to drop.
Yeah. John Solomon has not been wrong yet on any issue. If you want to go back and look at this from the beginning, from the election of 2016 all the way through, and you say, I want an historical perspective, read John Solomon's takes. If you want to get caught up on Operation Crossfire Hurricane, Operation Mid-Year Exam, stupid names.
Who's naming these things?
If you want to get caught up on any of these issues, John Solomon has never been wrong.
Do they put out like a like a list of names, like you see the hurricane list came out, you know, the other week, and they're like Hurricane Brandy, Hurricane Barron, Hurricane Joey, Hurricane, you know, do they that for all these terrible
Our next operation will be Operation
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
Now that's a solid name. But it'll be interesting. I'm putting together what this guy's talking about here, because I know he has good sources. And I'm putting together what John Solomon's talking about over the weekend. And I'm starting to get a little giddy that some of these people, the Peter Strokes and Lisa Pages, some of these people in the small group might be getting ready to go down.
Not be let completely off the hook?
Yeah, I don't think they'll ever get to the James Comey, John Brennan, Jim Clapper level.
No.
They're certainly not going to get to the Susan Rice, Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett level. Mm-mm. But I think they could clean up what's going on at DOJ and FBI. I think some of those people could go down. That's just a guess. I could be wrong. I played this last week, too.
Stop.
Get to Riley Manning. 799-1284. Anything you need painted? House-wise, business-wise. Not going to paint your car. I don't think. I've never asked him, but I don't think he'll paint your car. I don't think he'll paint your car. Get to Riley Manning.
Never asked him.
I have it. But he's painted everything else.
Right.
799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. RileyManningPainting.com. The guy is money. He's the best. He is, gosh, I have more confidence in Riley Manning as a painter than I have in most people in their own industry.
Well,
just because I've talked to so many of our listeners who've used Riley Manning painting, and all of them come back and report the same thing. The guy kills it. He knows his stuff. His people are competent. They're honest. He's got trained professional painters, 25, 30, 35 years in the business with him. Just call him. 799-1284. We'll be back.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
from our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama law enforcement agencies, the ABA, and this station.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I read a story and it references some event, and I'm really pissed off I wasn't at that event because I bet it was fire. They're talking about Pete Buttigieg. How do you pronounce it? Buttigieg?
Buttigieg.
You can't win with a name like that, by the way.
No, I don't think so either. Exactly.
If his name was Pete Boot, he'd be fine. He needs to change it. Pete Boot. But Buttigieg, he'll never get there. Actually, though, the way it's spelled, it would be Pete Butt.
Yeah.
Which would not work well. But I was reading this thing, and he took off after the... this is on Drudge. I'm just stealing this off Drudge right now. But he took off after Mike Pence, trying to score some cheap political points. But then I read, I'm like, where did he say all this? He was at the LGBTQ Victory Fund National Champagne Brunch in Washington. I bet that was just awesome.
Incredible. Incredible food.
Gay people throw the best parties.
Right.
I mean, by far. They've got good taste. What's that noise? Oh, is that my computer?
Oh, it's an autoplay on your computer.
They got great parties. They throw the best parties. They get the best food. They had the best booze. I'm upset I wasn't invited. I'll just be honest. I'm upset I wasn't invited. My friends over at Pet Partners, Pam and Roxanne, guys, I know a lot of you, this time of year, your dogs want to get out and run for a little bit. But you don't want them to run the neighborhood. You don't want them digging in the yard, you know, trying to get out under some barrier fence. You don't want them scaring people. Get with them. They have pet solutions for pet problems. Pet Partners has pet solutions for pet problems. And what do I mean by that? Underground fencing. Underground fencing, indoor and outdoor solutions. Now, the indoor is not underground. It's things you plug in the wall and battery-powered stuff. But it keeps pets out of certain rooms. You know, you don't want them on the table during dinner. Well, you can turn on the device. You don't want them in the nice living room putting pet hair on the nice sofa. Turn on your device. You don't want them in the bedroom because maybe you're doing things in the bedroom you don't want the dogs or cats in there for. Turn on the device.
Is that animal abuse if you don't turn on the device?
You should be.
Yeah, okay.
You should be stricken and killed.
This is an off-air conversation, excuse me.
Oh, if what?
If you don't
do it in front of your dogs?
You're right, yeah.
You could do it in front of your dogs, but it's creepy.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, they just sit there and kind of watch you out of the corner.
I suddenly feel very uncomfortable. Continue with your live spot.
Call Pet Partners. Pam and Roxanne will rid you of all these uncomfortable concerns. Please. 365 That's the number of days in the year. 365. 5678. 365. 5678. Call them. 365-5678. Check them out on Facebook, Pet Partners, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check them out online. They got a great website. You can order new batteries, order new collars, stuff like that. Get in touch with the folks over there, Pam and Roxanne, at Pet Partners. PetPartnersDogFence.com. PetPartnersDogFence.com. And they can fix any brand. Any brand. They're not limited to only the brand they install. They can fix any brand, and they do it better than anybody else. So why wouldn't you call them? 365-5678. Our number, 272-9228. 272-9228. Joey took issue with one of the things we were covering earlier.
Not necessarily the way y'all covered it. It was just, it got me going. What? No.
We triggered him.
Yeah. No, it was the Bradley Byrne ad.
He's triggered.
That Bradley Byrne ad was amazing.
Yeah, it's a brilliant ad in terms of kneecapping a candidate, but, like, if you're going to run an ad, say I run for office, and somebody runs an ad saying, Joey believes evolution is true. It's like, yeah, I do. Don't vote for me if you think that's a bad thing.
Let me just
So I couldn't run in this state, essentially.
Let me tell you real quickly, because I think you'll agree with me. Bradley Byrne walked out of the Capitol when he announced his run for governor on Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
He pointed over at the AEA, and he said, I'm running to destroy that organization. When I win, there'll be a vestige of the past. You bet he regrets that move?
Yes.
Okay, I agree. Do you know why they spent $3 million trying to decapitate him? Because that's how he launched his campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Paul Hubbard said it when he was alive. He said, if somebody says they're going to come burn down your house, you don't wait for them to show up with the kindling and the lighter.
Right.
Or the gas can and the lighter.
You go after them
before they get there with the fire.
And that's what Bradley Byrne did.
So that's what he did. They
nuked him.
It would kind of be like Babe Ruth calling a shot, but then the left field foul pole falls on him.
No, it'd be like them pushing the left field foul pole onto him as he swings and killing him dead.
You ever seen video footage of Babe Ruth? I know. Video footage of Babe Ruth hitting a baseball?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
It's unreal.
It truly is impressive. The reason I mention that is the video of him calling his shot, and then you've got these debates, and these academics are like, he's not really calling his shot. I think he's just...
No, he called his shot.
He totally called his shot.
Yeah. Didn't he tell the kid that he was like... Didn't he also tell a kid he was going to hit a home run for him that day?
Yeah.
So he called a shot.
I never called a shot.
No, me neither.
I did get cocky one time. I was playing a non-school game in the afternoon, and I had to play a school game that night. And in the afternoon, I got, I don't remember, I hit a shot or something and either won the game or whatever. But and then at the end of the school game, I got fouled, and I was sitting there, and the ref hands me the ball. I said, I've already done this once today. And so I hit the first free throw, and I missed the second one.
Mm.
Don't get cocky, people. Don't get cocky.
No, but it's my new habit now. I do whatever I do on the weekends. I mean, it was the Final Four and WrestleMania weekend and all that was great. But then I get into the weight room, listen to some Bon Scott era AC/DC, do a push-pull upper body workout, and then I tune into News and Views.
Well.
To see what's going on in the news.
So are you working out before 9?
Yes.
So when 9 comes on, you click over?
Yeah, until the AC/DC finishes and I finish my workout.
Question.
I'm not going to pump iron to your voice.
Do you push harder when Dave is talking or when Baron is talking?